The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Do we pull a Herod when we engage with Jesus? Interesting. And the great and wise perspective on forgiveness, plus making decisions without the benefit of counsel.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Do you hear that crack in my voice? I went, politics. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. How much more? A lot. Hey, remember, it's not professional radio, so you are welcome to call in at any point you want. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation, praise reports, prayer requests, whatever you want. Plus, we're going to do trivia. I did find out today, just to let you know, wondered just to keep you informed.
Yes.
That the telephone wasn't working yesterday. And that when Jennifer checked it out, it was ringing all lines busy, all lines busy. So that makes me feel a lot better about what's going on out there. By the way, like I said, you're welcome to call. It's not professional radio. It's just radio, 972-445-0770. Don't forget the show. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. That's my nice way of saying you have no idea what I'm going to do. That's what I'm saying.
We never do.
Well, not really. Yeah, I mean, I could do the, you know, what's green and red and goes 200 miles in an hour, three frogs in a blender. I can do anything I want, and it just comes out kind of weird. What do you want me to do? Hey, it's the David Spoon Experience. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Going to open up this one, giving some acknowledgement, because tomorrow on the show, Johnny is going to actually be on the show. So let's give a shout out to Johnny Hill.
Well, we're moving on.
All right, and you get a chance to hear Johnny on the show at least once a week. Keep in mind, menofgodmoving.com. That's their website on Facebook, Men of God Moving. If you're doing any kind of move, if you're a realtor and you have people that are moving and you want somebody to come in and not give them the $9 trillion rate. I had somebody give me a rate that was so large, I was thinking, I want your job. With such a big rate, it was like, wow. Anyhow, if you're looking for somebody that'll take care of you, it doesn't matter if it's an office move, an apartment move, a house move, it does not matter. They do it all. Men of God Moving, menofgodmoving.com. Johnny Hill, fantastic testimony. He'll be on the show tomorrow. I will tell you right now, even though there's a lot of things going on in life, I'm feeling good. I mean, I know I should probably feel worse. The Easton scenario is just ongoing. They've made some progress. They were hoping to go home this week. Now we're shooting for early part of next week. So it just keeps going. The kid's been in there for 70 days, right? That's long. And as a grandpa, I'm helpless, except for prayers. So I can't go in there and give the doctors the wherewithal or the what hooey that I would give them, even though I know it's not their fault. They're doing the best they can. I mean, come on. But they continued prayer. That's one of the things that I found out as I was doing my devotions. The Lord really encouraged me. When Paul was talking to Philemon, he said, I know that by your prayers for me, I will see you soon. He didn't say by your prayer individual, singular word. In fact, in the Greek, it's actually plural. By your prayers, the multiplicity of prayers. And it's like, that made me feel great because it's like, I'm just going to keep praying, and I hope everybody else does too. But I really am praying for my daughter and my son-in-law that they don't lose. That's the part right there. You lose that tenacity. You know, it's like, it's really hard. So we're keeping that in prayer. But I'm telling you, I just can tell the Lord is doing some powerful things. I get emails all the time from people. You know, there's things going on in people's lives, and we just want everybody to have the chance to have more of God in their lives. Everything I talked about yesterday. We are giving away tickets later on in the show, plus doing trivia, where this time we're hoping the phone will actually ring. That's good. But before we get there, let's talk about the three big holidays. The very first holiday. You know what the first holiday is?
I do not.
Good for a person like myself. National Hat Day. You know, hats.
Unless it's windy.
Yeah. No matter what hat I wear, my lovely wife says, that looks terrible. Doesn't matter if it's a cowboy hat. Doesn't matter if it's a ski hat, sports hat. I mean, outside of a yarmulke, I have no chance. I mean, it's just, I got nothing. So National Hat Day, congratulations to everybody that can wear a hat. National Ice Strawberry Ice Cream Day. That's good. Strawberry ice cream. I like strawberry ice cream. It's not my favorite, but that's good. And then finally, this is my favorite, National Bagel Day. Come on. I mean, for most people, you grew up, you would brush your teeth and you would come to breakfast and you might have eggs or you might have bacon or you might have any cereal, right? In my house, it was bagel, bagel, bagel. So much so that my cousin owned the Detroit Bagel Factory.
And then they came out and told us they were healthy, and you found out how many calories were in one.
They invented the Fraggle. You know what the Fraggle was? He took a donut and a bagel and put them together. So the outside was cinnamon, like a cinnamon.
Frosted.
And it was like sugary. The inside was all bagel-y. I had a weird family. I mean, that's all. I can't give you much more than that. A couple of quick things to tell you real quickly. On this day in 1870, for the first time ever by Thomas Nett, the first Democrat was pictured as a donkey. Today, the first day that it happened in 1870. Technically, now watch this. This is kind of cool. So, as you know, we've got different teams come out. There's only four teams left in football. On this day in 1967 was technically the first real Super Bowl. Aha! Didn't know that, did you? Green Bay versus Kansas City. Green Bay won 35-10. And then finally, and for me, I remember exactly where I was when this happened in 1974, because I had already had my bar mitzvah. Happy Days made its debut. I remember. Sunday, Monday, happy days. I mean, it's just like
funny as a
going,
crutch,
wow.
Rich.
Huh? What's that?
Funny as a crutch, Rich.
Yeah. And you know what's great about that is even then in the 70s, we knew things were getting bad. So, you know, Happy Days were all like, let's go back to Happy Days.
I loved Happy Days.
Happy Days was great. And now it's ridiculous. No, it's not bad. It's at the ridiculous level. It's now it's like we need any kind of normal days. That's what they need. A new show called Normal Days, right? Because now it's so bizarre. I got nothing. All right, let me get into my first teaching. In the next segment, we'll do the trivia and give stuff away. I hope you're having a good time because I, right now, am having a blast. And that's all that counts. Okay, that's not all that counts. So here's the question. Do we Herod the Holy One? You're thinking, what? Listen. Luke chapter 23, verses 8 through 11. Herod was very glad to see Jesus. For a long time, he had wanted to see him because he had heard about him and was hoping to see some miracle performed by him. So he kept asking him questions, but Jesus did not answer him. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod, with his soldiers, treated Jesus with contempt. They mocked him, they dressed him in a brilliant robe, and they sent him back to Pilate. Wow. All right, listen. Here's Herod, and he's heard about Jesus. Look at you, you're a ruler of people. You hear about things, right? It's not like you don't hear what's going on in the community. And he was really looking forward to see him because he wanted him to perform some kind of miracle. So he was looking to see Jesus, and he wanted to see Jesus do a miracle. And then he wanted to ask him a bunch of questions, because he had some questions he had on his mind he wanted to ask him about. Here's the problem. Get ready. Get ready. Jesus doesn't do birthday parties. You're thinking, what? Jesus doesn't, we want you to perform a miracle. And Jesus comes in and goes, okay, abracadabra. Listen, that's not how that goes. And you don't get to dictate to him giving you answers to questions. This is one of the things that I know I got to get this bumper sticker. I'm just deciding whether or not I want to do it in this particular year or not. But you got to get this one bumper sticker and you got to catch this. God doesn't care about your opinion. Oh, he wants you to choose for him. He wants to spend eternity with you, but your opinion does not validate God. God is all by himself. He's already validated. Your opinion of God will only help you decide where you're spending eternity. It's not going to change him. He didn't care about your opinion. Well, how does God really feel? God feels like you have two choices, his or none. That's how it goes. And so what Herod wanted was Jesus to perform for him. I want to see some miracles and I want to ask him some questions. But Jesus turned out to be a dud for Herod. So what Herod did is he treated him with contempt. He didn't like the fact that Jesus didn't respond to his questions. He didn't like the fact that he couldn't get him or make him do a miracle for Herod's benefit. Herod was so happy and just wanted to have a little performance for him. And Jesus doesn't do birthday parties. It doesn't work that way. And if you come before the Lord and you ask the Lord to do a mighty work and he doesn't perform that miracle for you, and then you're disappointed with him and you treat him with contempt, you're no different than Herod. Jesus isn't around. He's not a performance seal. I'm just here to help you. like some kind of robot that just responds. Look at, he's the Son of the Living God, the Messiah. He's God Almighty. In fact, if you look at Acts chapter 7 and look at Stephen's defense, he talks about how the scriptures, and the scriptures talk about how Jesus is declared God by God the Father. This isn't some kind of performance scenario. This is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When you come and you pray in Jesus' name, there's some seriousness there. Not that you have to always be serious. What I'm saying is there's some reality check here. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. When you're coming in the powerful name of Jesus. Jesus is not, he's not a circus animal. We talked about this yesterday. He's not a genie.
I got 3 wishes. My first wish, I want 1,000 more wishes.
Okay? That's not how that works. This is the Son of the Living God. And if he's silent, he's silent for a reason. And even for you, if he doesn't say something to you about your situation, or if he doesn't do something that you think he was going to do, there's always a reason. Jesus doesn't do that just to be a jerk. Jesus does that for purpose. You might be thinking, well, I think God should do it this way. Well, that's great. And when you're God, you can tell God that. But until you are, you can't. Get it? So in other words, we just got to go, okay, all right, Lord. Lord, can you do this, please? And then you surrender it. I'll just wait on the Lord. And maybe the Lord says yes. Maybe he says no. Whatever he says, I'm pretty sure 1 Thessalonians 5:18 doesn't change based on that. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You didn't do that? Thank you, Lord. You got a purpose here. You got something going on, and I trust that you love me, and you have my best interests in mind. And that's how I'm going to run with it. All right. See, that's the way to go. That's the way to walk it, all right? That's genuine Christian living. Got it? Got it. All right. Take a short break. Coming back, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Sometimes things go according to plan, sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help his kids, but he does want us to use the wisdom he gave us as well. Insurance solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company, a top-rated AAA-rated company. Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
What is the David Spoon experience?
GOP congressman's gay son was going to come on their show, and they were going to talk to him, and CNN and MSNBC canceled the interview because he wouldn't criticize his father. He wouldn't downgrade his father because his father maintained his beliefs. His son becomes gay, makes a decision, by the way, to become gay. And the son will not criticize the father who does not change his Christian convictions. Will not change them. Father won't change them. Son will not criticize the father for that. MSNBC and CNN both canceled their interviews because the guy would not crucify his father. That is, of all things, as low as the press can go.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2. On God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
If Jesus. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Oh, I'm excited to tell you this news right here. Okay. Thank you. Website, hemustincrease.org, right? Got that. Email david@hemustincrease.org, and we also have hemustincreaseministry@gmail.com. So now we have like all these other things. But anyway, hemustincrease.org. If you just go to the website, you can just fill out a form if you want to get in touch with me. If you want me and our crew, we have a small group, a small team, about 10 people, we'll pray for you about any issue. We'll try and do our best. We'll lift you up before the Lord until we hear different. We'll keep praying for you. Until we know that there's something taking place, you just go to hemustincrease.org. If you want to send a direct email, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook. Now, here's – I have had a war with Facebook. That's all I'm going to say. And so I got them to change it to He Must Increase Media and then eventually to Ministry, but we're just fighting our way through there. And then YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. You don't need any of that stuff. If you go to the website, HeMustIncrease.org. You can contact us. You can see the videos. You can reach out. There's 2,500 hours. 2,500 hours of podcasts that you can access. I'm not kidding. And you can go in there and it's subject to subject. And if you're like, hey, did you ever teach on this subject? Ask me and I'll find it for you. I have a little finder that tells you everything. So we're really – I encourage people to check that out. It's totally awesome. I'm very excited. We just love doing that. And then on Facebook, you can always just type in David Spoon too. That's another way to get to me. But He Must Increase is at the core of everything we're doing, and I'm super excited about it, just to, in case you haven't figured that out. All right. Okay. Let's do first a reading for Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
All right, fire and water damage cleanup, smoke cleanup, wind and flood cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in and around the entire Texas area, free evaluations. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated. If you've got anything going on at where you live or your house or property you manage, or if you're a real estate agent and it's got some houses and you got some problems, Mr. Restore is the best. They are loved by thousands of people in Texas. And I'll tell you, Clint, great guy, committed to the Lord, committed to the gospel. He's committed to the Adaptive Training Foundation, of which my wife and I support. We think it's a great cause to give people who've had such a challenge in life to have one, two, three, four limbs that have been severed from your body and still find a fire to fight for life. And that's what the Adaptive Training Foundation does. And Clint, with Mr. Restore, they are taking care of business, getting people back to the place where they were when they got hurt by some kind of sewage problem, some kind of water problem, some kind of damage problem. They will help. And they're on site within 60 minutes. It's top notch. MrRestore.com. And if you want to get their phone number and the other information, go to our website. We have a link for them directly on there with the, we have for all of our sponsors, all of our partners, Mr. Restore, for any kind of restoration service that you may need. Okay? Okay. All right? All right.
It's all right. It's all right.
There is a game, SMU game. Another SMU game is coming up. Let me see if I can read this because my glasses are kind of foggy. January 22nd. So I believe that's 1 week from today. January 22nd, 7 p.m. against ECU. That is the team. And we have two tickets and a parking pass. So I'm going to ask a trivia question, and you are welcome to call in and answer the trivia question. If you want the tickets, just let Wonder Julie know. If not, just say, no, I just wanted to answer the question. That's up to you. I'm going to leave that up to you guys. But these are tickets for SMU men's basketball. And it's like, how cool is that? We will get that stuff into mail to you today. If we don't give them away today, we'll give them away tomorrow. Just letting you know how cool that is. Here's the big question. Here is the big question of the day. How many brothers did Jesus have, and can you name one? How many brothers did Jesus have, out of Mark and out of Matthew, and can you name one? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Jesus was indeed the firstborn, but not the only born. And so the question is very simple. Jesus had how many brothers? And can you name one? If you want, you can win tickets to the SMU game. If not, it's up to you. You got to do whatever you want to do. And by now, I think our phones are working, so I'll let you have at it. Here we go on our next teaching I want to get into. This has to do with Joshua in the book of Joshua, chapter 9. It has to do with the Gibeon people tricking the leadership in Israel. So this is Joshua chapter 9, verses 4 through 5. They acted craftily, and they set out envoys and took worn-out sacks on their donkeys and wineskins worn out and torn and mended and worn out and patched sandals in their feet and worn-out clothes on themselves. When Joshua encountered the inhabitants of Gibeon, the people from Gibeon acted like they had come from a faraway land on a faraway journey with molded bread, and all their clothes were worn out, and they had gone through this long endeavor just to meet with Joshua and his people. And when they came together, it turned out that they were deceiving Israel. The inhabitants of Gibeon tricked Israel and Joshua. Tricked them. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon came to Joshua and to the people of Israel and to the gang, they said, oh, we've been searching you out. And it's just been a long journey, but now we found you. Isn't that nice the way it's like, oh, we just think you people are great. We've come such a long way. You know, after we take our caller, we're going to find out it's not as it seems. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Carmen.
Hi, how are you today?
Just fine. Actually, a little tired, but I'm okay.
All right. Well, yeah, you know what? I can relate to being a little tired, but being okay. I can identify with that. I understand that. Okay, how many brothers did Jesus have, and can you name one?
I believe he had three, but James and Judas.
James and Judas would be correct. He also had two other brothers named Joseph and Simon for a total of four, but you got there. You got there because you gave me one of the names. So that's a great job, and you are welcome to get the tickets for the basketball game if you want them. You don't have to take them, but you're welcome to them.
No, I'd rather not. Let somebody use them. I wouldn't make time to go, and I can't drive at night. So. No,
all right. God bless you. But that was good. That was good. You're right there with three, but he had four, and so it's James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. But you got him, and you nailed it down, and I'm proud of you.
Simon was the one I wasn't sure about.
Yep. And so he had four, and I always thought how hard that would be to be a brother of Jesus.
Especially when they wanted to commit him at one point.
Right, exactly. But even growing up, it's like, can't you keep a room clean like Jesus? Be like, leave me alone. Be tough.
Well, but let's face it, he was put in charge after Joseph's death to take care of him.
Yeah, James was a big guy in the church. That was the big thing. His brother took over. I mean, that's what happened in Acts 15. We'll cover that another time. But excellent job. Thank you, ma'am. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So got the trivia question. We'll get back to the tickets in a minute. I want to finish this thing with Joshua. It's really kind of a fascinating element. So Joshua had these inhabitants of Gibeon, and they tricked Joshua. And so here's what the scripture says. The men of Israel took some of their provisions, didn't ask the counsel of the Lord. So what they did was they said, oh, we're coming from a long land, and we're doing this wonderful thing, and we're just trying to reach out to you. And so here, we've brought you some stuff. We're sorry the bread's moldy. It's because the journey was so long. And what they didn't do is they didn't ask God. Listen to verse 14. So the men of Israel took some of their provisions and did not ask for the counsel of God. Verse 18, the sons of Israel did not strike them when they found out, because the leaders of the congregation had sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel, and the whole congregation was mad with the leadership. And the leadership said, we have sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel, now we cannot touch them. What they did was they said, well, you're making a pact with us. We like you. We love that you came on a long journey, and we're with you, and we think it's cool that you've committed to being honoring us. But they didn't ask God. And it turned out that the inhabitants of Gibeon were lying. So because they lied, Israel couldn't do anything because they had already pledged to be good people to them. See, when we do stuff apart from God, we end up doing dumb stuff. And when you're trying to make a decision, you need counsel. I want to tell you this right now. I'm telling you this with all of my heart, everything I have. Ask God first. Say, Lord, show me. You don't have to make a big production. You don't have to write a play. You don't have to put on a musical. Just, Lord, show me. Guide me. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without finding fault. Ask. Because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of worldly people, and quite frankly, there's a lot of satanic influence, and quite frankly, there's a lot of sin influence in the world that will try and trick you. And you need to be aware of that. Hey, scripture says sin deceives. How do you think it does that? It tricks you. And you want to, like, be aware. So when you're in a situation and you're just kind of a big deal or not a big deal, and you're just kind of not sure what's going on, ask God, Lord, give me wisdom in this situation. Seek the counsel of God first, always. That way you're covered. And you don't have to look dopey about it, okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God, for you and I, God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian.
You're here when I need you the most.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Couple things to tell you that I just got an email from Leanne. So hi, Leanne. How you doing? I did get your email. Couple things I want to catch everybody up on. If you go to hemustincrease.org, you can always get in touch with us. That's an easy way to do it. Or you can always write david@hemustincrease.org. So she wrote and asked about the show the last couple of days. So they're doing rewiring in the station. Just to let you know, so if our show is on or off or up or down, that's what's been going on. But they seem to have everything upgraded, which is kind of cool. And for those people that are looking for an app, we have an app for Android that's free, and you can get that right off the website. That app is just a real simplified app into their listening system. And then there's also an app on in the Apple Store for the station. So you got one for David Spoon that's off of our website that's free, and then you have an app for the station. You get that either way. And so if you missed anything, I apologize. But don't forget, all of our shows, all except for one show here and two shows in San Diego, are all on the podcast. Just want to let everybody know. So we did have some technical problems. We have had some issues. We're back, which some people are really excited about. Some people, not so much. That's all I can say. Let's give a shout out to Stephanie Vasquez.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help.
I like Stephanie a lot. She is such a nice person. Her and her husband, I'm just going to give you the scoop on them. So they've gone through a whole bunch, and the Lord is changing their lives. They're in the process where you're going through that change in life. So they have kids, and she's pregnant, and she's got a new career, and she's got all this stuff going on. And I think that their spirit is the exact spirit of what this show is about. What they're trying to do is they're trying to build, establish, grow, and start from the ground up, kind of do a rebuilding on some of the blocks. And here's my comment to that. If you're a person that doesn't have anything put together for a savings or for life insurance or any kind of anything, talk to Stephanie. She's in the prime in this area because she's in it right now. She's just gone through her testing, just gone through all of these processes where she's learned about this, and it's fresh on her mind, and she'll be able to speak to it, not just because she's educationally gotten to that place, but she's experiencing it personally. I think that's fantastic. Partner with somebody. This is a ministry partner. We encourage you to go to our website, hemisincrease.org, click on the link, get in touch with Stephanie, talk to her, and give her a chance to help you. She'll talk to you free. There's no cost for that, just to kind of get an idea of what it is that you can do to kind of step into different things. Okay? All right. One other thing I want to bring up before we go into the next set of trivia and the next teaching. There are people in this audience that email us, and that some of those emails I make public and some I don't. It will not break your back when you're praying on a regular basis to say, Lord, bless the people that listen to the show when I do. That will not break your back. That's a good thing. It's a good thing. You don't have to make – and I make a real strong case about this. Paul says on more than one occasion, I mention you in prayer. I mention you in prayer. You don't have to make a long, elaborate prayer, but lift up people. Somebody like Leanne going through strong trials, standing fast and firm in the Lord. We're praying for her on a regular basis, praying for her this morning, so I'm so glad she emailed. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we're all going through stuff. Until you hear that trumpet blow, wherever it is in the schematic of eschatology, until you hear that trumpet blow, we're going to still go through stuff. So lift one another up in prayer. When one of us rejoices, we all rejoice. When one of us weeps, we all weep. That's not a denominational tag. We're all brothers and sisters. Let's use a little bit of wisdom in that process. All right. Okay, let's get to the next trivia question again. Basketball tickets are available on this, but you do not have to have them. Tomorrow I will make you have them. You do not have to have them right now. Very simple. Okay. The three major Israelite kings, the first three, what are their names? First three kings of Israel. First one started off good, didn't last. Second one was fantastic. Third one was 50-50. What were the name of the three kings, first three kings of Israel? Our number, 972-445-0770, available for you will be tickets for an SMU basketball game. Two tickets plus a parking pass, which I think parking is a very important deal when we're talking about going to events. Let me get into the next teaching. I think it's pretty important. It's talking about the level of forgiveness, and I want to get into it. Luke chapter 23, verse 32 through 34, says this. Two other criminals were also led away to be executed with him. When they arrived at the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on the right and one on the left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing. And they divided his clothes and cast lots. Let's take this call, and then we'll come back to the teaching. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, this is Bobby Evans. How you doing?
Good, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, but I tried to call you last week, Monday and Tuesday, but y'all phone, because I dialed over 20, 30 times.
Okay, sometimes the phones, do me a favor, turn your radio down a little bit on your side. Sometimes the phones don't, haven't been picking up, so now they got it all put together and everything's working proper. So we should be good moving forward. So talk to me, my friend, the first three kings in Israel.
David, Solomon, and Hathor.
No, the first three kings of Israel. Who was before David and Solomon?
Who
tried to chase David and kill him?
Saul.
That's right. Say it again.
Saul.
That is correct, sir. Saul was the first king. He was the first king. Then David was the second king. And then Solomon followed David. Saul was the first king. So the first three kings, Saul, David, and Solomon.
Solomon and Hathor.
Right. So those first three were the first three kings in Israel. And Saul started off okay, but then kind of went downwards. David was fantastic, and then Solomon was kind of bouncy.
Yes, sir.
Kind of up and down. So if you want those tickets, you need, just need to let Wonder Julie know. If not, we'll save them for the next person. But I appreciate you calling in. The phone lines have been a little tough, so we're getting it back in here.
Oh, yeah. I kind of text you on my phone, but I didn't get no answer. So I figured I'd say, well, I'll call back in sooner or later, you know.
You got it.
Because, because I remember you used to ask a question on naming and Potiphar, but I couldn't get through.
Gotcha. That makes me feel good because you were trying to call in, so I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. God bless you.
Likewise.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, there's our good friend Bobby. All right, so here's the thing I want to talk about. So Jesus is being crucified, and if you guys know, I'm just talking about this in Luke 23, 32 through 34. As he's going through that process, what happens is they're crucifying him. This is before the gentleman on the cross, or the person, gentleman, the guy on the cross makes this great confession for Christ. But before he does that, listen to what happens as Jesus defines it. Verse 34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. And why I'm mentioning that is that one element. I want you to just to hear me for a second. That one element. They don't know. They do not know. Sometimes, and I believe this is true, and I believe we need to be kind of honest about it, sometimes we do not grasp the depth of our own iniquity. Sometimes we do not get how deep the repercussions are from some of the stuff that we do. I think for Christians, and this is a little bit more for Christians who have been a Christian for a little while, and you've already gone through that phase where it's like, well, he doesn't love me as much. Oh, I'm more mature now. I recognize he does love me as much. But at the same time, when you have that mindset, you can begin to think that your iniquity, your sin, your trespass doesn't have an impact, doesn't have a repercussion. And that's wrong. It does. Anytime we do something that's contrary to God, anytime we miss the mark, anytime we cross the line, anytime we blatantly sin, it has consequences and repercussions. It might be that the blood of Jesus covers it, the blood of Jesus does cover it all, but there might still be residual pain that comes from some of the things we do. And you think, well, what do you mean? Well, even if you're a Christian, if you end up stealing something, and then you are prosecuted, you might be forgiven by the Lord, but you still might serve time. That's part of the repercussion. And why I bring that up is I'm not saying that every sin that you commit is going to have this great repercussion where you're going to jail. What I'm saying is you can't belittle the sacrifice of Jesus by thinking that your sin there's nothing to it. It's like, yes, there is something to it. And every time you sin, every time you sin, it's still the blood of Jesus Christ that makes that whole. And we need to be aware that forgiveness is available and those repercussions matter and that sin matters. But what's amazing about the Lord is that there was forgiveness for those that were crucifying Jesus. I mean, you got to go pretty far in not to get forgiveness from the Lord if you seek it. You got to get to blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, which most Christians would never step into in a trillion years. But the bottom line is, even those who were crucifying Jesus had access to forgiveness. And then forgiveness for us, for whatever we've done, it's available through Jesus. And from a redemptive point of view, we've already been forgiven, but do not minimize your sin. I make a lot of mistakes. I have spent the last 10 years trying to own them faster and faster and faster because I don't have any interest in trying to defend whether I'm righteous or not. I'm not. Except for the righteousness that I have when I'm walking hand in hand with the Lord, or the righteousness he imputes to me that comes from him. Apart from that, not a chance. I got nothing. I have nothing. And I look to the Lord to be my righteousness, and I don't want to minimize my own stupidity or my sinfulness. I'm just asking you to be in the same boat with me. Don't minimize it. Appreciate the level of forgiveness that God brings into your life. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Encouragement, encouragement, encouragement for you to go to hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org. Leanne, if you did not get a chance to hear me, I'm going to email you after the show to give you an update on your questions. And again, on Facebook, pretty much just type in David Spoon or and almost anything, YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry, all of that is connected either to our app or to the website, hemustincrease.org. Let me check with Wonder Julie on something real fast. I did not find out. Did Bobby take the tickets or not? I do not
know. Yes, he did.
Oh, he did take the tickets. All right. So we are going to ask one more trivia question. I just want to see if I can squeeze the third one in because I'm feeling it.
Okay.
Poor Julie. She never knows what's going to happen, does a great job, and then I just call her name in the middle of her working, and then she has to do stuff. All right. Here you go. Here's your trivia question. Tough one. What did Jesus respond to Satan when Satan said, turn this stone into bread? What was Jesus' response? What's the first response? By the way, his response was a quotation of Deuteronomy chapter 8, in case you did not know that. 972-445-0770. If you haven't called in yet, give us a holler, and we will get the opportunity to put you on the air. You can answer that question, because I am going to belabor this last one. I didn't get to spend enough time in it. And whenever I'm teaching or talking and I don't feel like I got it out of me, I have to go back to it and kind of make sure that it gets where it's got to get to. And I want to talk about that aspect of forgiveness, and I'm going to do it from a different angle, because I think it's worthwhile for us as Christians to catch something that maybe we hadn't caught before. But how did Jesus respond to the first temptation? What did he say to Satan? What was his response to Satan? 972-445-0770. How did he respond to that first temptation in Matthew chapter 4? You don't have to have the exact wording. If you get the general idea, you'll know. We'll know what's going on. I want to go back to this forgiveness element. Forgiveness, Jesus was talking about while he was on the cross. I mean, he said, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. Sometimes we just don't know the level or the depth or the wound that we incur, not just to the people around us, but to the heart of God when we do something that we're not supposed to do. And I think it's important for us to grasp the best possible perspective on forgiveness. Because if you're a Christian and you are operating in a lack of forgiveness, you will extend a lack of forgiveness to people. You can be as brilliant as you want, as theological as you want. You can't give what you don't got. You can't give the love of God if you don't got the love of God. That's not rocket science. It's like, okay, because you can't give what you don't have. And so when we're talking about forgiveness, what we want is the ample ability to receive and to inhale as much forgiveness as impossible, so to speak. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. This is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. What did Abel's blood speak? Genesis chapter 4, verse 10. The Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." So this is God speaking to Cain regarding Abel. Abel's blood was speaking to God. And God's like, "What have you done? What have you done? Your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground." And what his brother's blood was speaking was vengeance, justice. But what does the blood of Jesus spilt on the cross speak to God the Father? Grace, mercy. And so when your scripture is talking about Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel, Abel's blood was crying for justice. He was murdered. He was blindsided by his brother. His brother Cain took advantage of him. But Jesus on the cross, with the blood spilling on the cross, spilling on the ground, spilling on the clothes, is crying something completely different than the blood of Abel or the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel is crying out for vengeance and justice. The blood of Jesus is crying out for grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Isn't that cool? The blood of Jesus cries for forgiveness from the ground. It speaks. You're thinking, what do you mean the blood of Jesus speaks? It does. All are alive to the Lord. Don't you get that? And when Jesus was being crucified, when he was dying and his blood was being spilled, that blood had a testimony, and that testimony was mercy. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know the level of their sin. They don't recognize the level of the distress that they're creating. They don't recognize the repercussions. Mercy for them. Grace for them. That's how the blood of Jesus speaks. And that's a better word than the blood of Abel. that level of forgiveness, that perspective on forgiveness, I'm encouraging you as best I can, be a person who willingly receives the forgiveness of God, willingly receives that forgiveness so that you can be a person that willingly extends that forgiveness to others. I've mentioned before about that minister who had that dream about honey, and it's just a dream he had. It was not scriptural, but it's a very, very great way to teach by picture, is this dream about all this honey being dropped on people, all from the heavens, honey, and all these people are looking at the honey, and some are like wiping it away, and some are licking it up, and some love it, and some hate it, and it's just all these things. And he's like, what is that? What is the honey? And the Lord said, that's my mercy. It's like, that's a great picture. And we should be people that, it's like the honey. It's like, oh, more, pour it on me. Because there's no way you can give it if you don't have it. Get what I'm saying? And so you want that forgiveness. You don't just, again, these productions, like we make big productions, because at church, you want to have open profession, you want to have confess your faith, and that's nothing inappropriate, but you might be there right now by yourself. There might be nobody with you. Here's the answer. Just say, God, oh, fill my heart with forgiveness, Lord. Let me receive your forgiveness. Let me extend your forgiveness. Maybe you got some blockage because you just think I'm not good enough for the forgiveness of God. Here's a fantastic message. You're right. You're right. You're not. You're not now, nor will you ever be good enough for the forgiveness of God. That's why it's extended by grace and mercy. That's why it comes by grace and mercy. You don't have to earn it, but you have to receive it. And you receive it by faith. And you say, Lord, pour out your grace and mercy into my mind, into my heart, into my life. Let me be everything, everywhere that you want me to be. Let me be you, representing you. Let me have that forgiveness, and let me extend that forgiveness to people I engage with. And for some of you, it would do you some good to extend some of that forgiveness to yourself, because you beat yourself up enough where nobody has to do it for you. I'm not sure that's so smart. The forgiveness of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, crying out, grace, mercy. That speaks better and a better word than the blood of Abel. Listen to that word, what God said. This is my son. Listen to him. Right? Right. All right, we'll finish up on that trivia tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.